As lawmakers get ready to debate a tax levy limit derided as a gimmick by the governor who vetoed it, two Democrats against the so-called local freeze are promising what they call a real and permanent solution to ever-increasing property taxes. Representative Spencer Black wants to change the Constitution to allow targeted tax relief for homeowners, who now bear more of the property tax burden than corporations.
Residential property has gone from 50% to 68% in just three decades, and that's a major part of the reason why homeowners are feeling the pinch.
The Constitution has been changed to provide property tax relief for farmers and also to prevent out-of-state residents from getting lottery credit. But other efforts allowing more comprehensive tax relief to be funneled to homeowners have failed twice before, in large part because of opposition from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Spokesperson Jim Puse is forcing local governments to spend less as the answer to high taxes, rather than having business pay more.
When you shift the burden to businesses, it ends up killing jobs in Wisconsin. We've been in a recession, and any effort that would raise business taxes would be the wrong direction for the state of Wisconsin.
However, business did just get a break on its corporate income taxes, with changes supported by the governor and legislature. The proposal by Representative Black and Senator Bob Wirch would give a school credit only to Wisconsin residents, pushing more of the property tax burden on out-of-state homeowners and business. It's a long and politically difficult process to modify the Constitution, but proponents estimate it could eventually result in a $1,000 property tax reduction. Others, like La Falla Institute researcher Andrew Ryshofsky, favor a quicker fix, expansion of the homestead credit.
Right now, that's limited. Eligibility for that provision, that credit, is limited to really people with very low incomes, homeowners with incomes below 25,000. And one could expand that, I think, without changing the Constitution.
But others disagree, saying such tax relief would require a change to the state constitution's uniformity clause. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.